And it's time for FlameFlash.net Podcast, episode 78. Welcome aboard. I'm FlameFlash. And we're going to get right to the Raptor Report because I'm oddly really tired, even though it's earlier than I usually record. Oh well. Raptor Report. Final Fantasy 13. We actually got an hour with the television! I can't believe it! I still like this game. I don't understand why it got the bad rap that it got. I'm enjoying it. I'm working through it. I'll get there, eventually. I'm having fun. I like it. And that's about all I can say about it. Got another trophy as far as story progression goes. We'll just keep on keeping on with this one. The Sims 3 shows up on the Raptor Report because our internet went out. So, what else is a busy dad supposed to do when there's not that much to do? The kids are happy with the TV doing something. Everybody's occupied. Can't log into WoW. So, play God. Works for me. Super Mario Land 3D. Super Mario 3D Land. There we go. Finally beat it. I believe I now have a star coin on all the star coins on every level of the original game. And I'm into the extra levels at this point. You can eventually unlock Luigi, so I am now playing through the game for the rest of the way as Luigi. Still trying to do the get all the star coins before moving on thing. We'll see if I'm able to keep it up. I'm still enjoying the game. It's straightforward, it's fast, it's fun. It's one to recommend. Dungeon Offenders. Well, technically, we only did 45 minutes of Dungeon Offenders, but it's showing up as 4 hours because somebody left it running. Thank you, son, for that. We had a good couple of runs before it was time for him to go up to bed. Satisfying. Leveled my Eevee robot a little bit. I think he even scored a level on his summoner. So, cool. Last but not least, World of Warcraft. Not as heavily used this week around because, well, we lost an internet connection over the weekend. That'll do it. We also, for some reason, never seem to be able to manage to get in during Dark Moon Fair heavily. I think the time that I've racked up in this last week is me slowly sneaking in, doing some of the Dark Moon Fair weeklies, and then getting out because I have to. So this weekend, hopefully on Saturday, I'll have enough time to attack the rest of Dark Moon Fair. That's the Raptor Report. In a nutshell, it's great to take my monk into the Dark Moon Fair and roll around and pick up a few achievements. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Speaking of World of Warcraft, 5.1 pet changes. They are taking the quality indicator, which you have to go to a completely different site than Curse. Now I can't even remember to grab it. So they're taking this one. If you're battling a gray pet, it's going to be titled gray. If you're battling a blue pet, it's going to be titled blue. Then you also get zone levels. So you can hover over the zone map and find out, hey, I can battle. I need to have a pet battle team of around level 1, or I need to have a pet battle team of around level 3 and 4, etc. So you can know what to expect in the zone. I appreciate that. There's been quite a bit of hubbub regarding this Brawlers Guild. What's going on is the Black Market Auction House is going to be selling tickets to get into the Brawlers Guild. The Brawlers Guild is a PvE arena where you face off against a monster or some kind of an opponent. And you have an audience. Everybody's watching you. They're watching you. But it's very gated because of the Black Market Auction House. It's going to be a little instance zone, but the queue times. Supposedly, this is all being done so that the queue times are going to be lower for people. Well, it's only going to be lower for people when not everybody is in the Brawlers Guild. As things start to pick up, as the Brawlers earn the right to invite more people, it's going to just slowly add more people. One thing that hasn't been made clear is if the access is account bound or character bound. I would assume character bound, but it'd be nice if it was account bound. And we'll have to just wait and see. I'm probably not going to see the Brawlers Guild for quite some time. So you'll have to go elsewhere for commentary on it once it actually goes live. Also in World of Warcraft, they have announced that the Firecat. So over on Monk of Mists, I showed off the Firecat a while back. It's going to be for Sandy Relief. Hurricane Sandy Relief. So 100% of the donations, or 100% of the money from buying this cat is going to go to donations for Hurricane Sandy Relief. Very awesome. Staying in the realm of Blizzard for one more moment. D3 expansion confirmed. It's in the works. That's it. No release date time, no anything else, just yes, they are working on it. Given that D3 came out this year, what else do you expect, really? I don't expect anything more. So, Wii U. Wii U is about to come out. Well, when it comes out, need to know that transferring Wii U data is going to be nice and simple, fortunately. You just need a. Well, where is one? Here's one. SD card. One that's at least the size of your Wii, so 512. You shove this into the Wii U after getting a day one system update, and it copies over a little marker saying, okay, go to your Wii, transfer. You take this, then plug it into your Wii, download a transfer app on your Wii, grab everything off, and then put the SD card back in your Wii U. At which point the Wii U goes, Wee! With all of your stuff, and now you're officially moved over to the Wii U. We're talking about all of your Virtual Console stuff, all of your WiiWare stuff, your eShop. I forget what it's called on the Wii. You can see how many times I actually go in there. And then you can retire a Wii or send it upstairs as a Netflix device, like I think we probably will be doing. But cool. It seems pretty painless. I already have a 2 gig flash card ready and a second 2 gig. Didn't know I had two 2 gigs. Cool. Oh well. Something else. I mentioned that Wii U Day One update. Parents, if you are getting a Wii U for your family for Christmas, open it up, hook it up, and do the Day One download. Don't wait until Christmas. The servers for Nintendo are going to be so wanged, to use a Penny Arcade term, that day, that couple of days, so probably Christmas Eve, Christmas, and Boxing Day, if you're a Canadian, are going to be really crappy bandwidth-wise to download this thing. The release day is also going to be really crappy to download these things. But you've been warned. You have plenty of time between the release date of the Wii U and Christmas to download the day one stuff. The day one stuff includes the Wii backwards compatibility, the TV feature, and then Miiverse, among everything else we've been talking about, the transferring ability. So it's important to connect your Wii U to the internet, please. If you get home and it feels like it's pretty lousy and you're just not making sense of it all, it's because you're missing that download. You're missing that day one download. I wish they weren't doing it, but they had to, it seems. In another console news, PlayStation 3 Battle All-Stars Battle Royale has gone gold. They've released the opening cinematic, which you can find in the show notes when those go live. And it's awesome. It's a really tempting game. So, there's that to look forward to. Definitely Super Smash Bros. Brawly. Played it some testing wise. Think we can say that at this point. Other news. PC World. Star Wars: The Old Republic is going free to play next week. So while you're waiting for your Wii U updates to download on the 18th, you can be downloading Star Wars: The Old Republic. You should probably go in and grab the client for this game as well before November 15th, just so that you're not be getting hit by that big server push that's going to happen on that day. And last but not least, we have Sims new stuff pack. So we're going to be getting Seasons. Seasons is coming very soon, if it's not already out. 70s, 80s, and 90s stuff pack. The trailer is in the show notes, or will be, and I was entertained. Mix this in with Supernatural, so you could dress, say, a vampire in a leisure suit, or a werewolf in a leisure suit for a teen wolf kind of outfit. It looks like it'll be a fun addition, especially if they do enough bad big 80s hair for the women and the weird jazzercise outfits that they tried to force on us earlier in the A base game. Was it Sims 2? But we had dodged that bullet until now. I'm looking forward to it. Still haven't picked up all of the other stuff packs yet, but this is one of those that will be hopefully worth it, depending on how much they slip in. But with all of that, Go forth and enjoy the launch of the Wii U, which we'll be back for in time. Please stop by and feel free to listen in. We broadcast on Ustream. While you're downloading your Star Wars free-to-play game, I'm over on Raptor as Flame Flash, so you can find me in all my gaming profiles there. And questions, comments for the show, podcast@flameflash.net. That'll do it for me. Thanks for stopping by, and hopefully we'll see you around. Flame Flash, episode 78, signing off.